This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
All right, folks, Alex Ketch, amazing breaking news. Last night, I was downtown having dinner with friends at their condo, and I called Buckley, my cousin, who also lives nearby, and I said, will you come by with the rig, the microphone, and the iPhone so we can do a report on Hastert? I was going to wait till today to cover it, but I decided instead to just do one last night. And then after I shot the report, or right before I shot the report, I thought, man, Wayne Madsen talked about how it's all a pedophile ring and tied to this wrestling coach who they basically promoted so he'd be compromised. I need to get Wayne Madsen on. And, of course, he's being called by the media now because Wayne broke all this in his report. In fact, I have a copy of the report now you just sent me from 2006. But what was the title of the report then, Wayne?
I had several. I had probably about 10 reports from September 30th to around October the 10th, 2006. The first one was major cover-up suspected in GOP's PageGate, now rocking Capitol Hill. Hastert's name was mentioned in that report. September 7th to 8th, the rumors about another top GOP member of the House being involved in sexual encounters with young men for hire are confirmed to my website by well-placed sources in Washington's gay community. That was Hastert, by the way. several other reports, again, all surrounding the Foley matter. But I think it's important to point out that the Foley situation involved other members of Congress all running for cover and trying to hire members of Foley's staff because they were implicated. Representative Tom Reynolds from New York, Shimkus, Dennis Hastert's fellow Republican congressman from Illinois, who was a member of the House Page Board. No, a lot of this has to do with the Page Board, the governing body. You know, the House Page Board doesn't exist. The House Page system doesn't even exist anymore because of the Foley scandal. They got rid of it. It still exists in the Senate, however.
So it's basically, as best I can tell, a cult of pedophiles, and that you can't get in unless you're part of it. And they basically, like the Catholic Church, taken it over.
There's a couple of funny anecdotes. I mean, it's a serious case. I remember walking with a friend of mine, and we encountered Charlie Rangel back in those days in the rotunda. And we, you know, if you're with somebody and they kind of look at something and it's like an inside, they have some inside information. Well, here comes Hastert walking across the rotunda with a very young male page. Obviously, you see members of Congress with their senior staffers, chief of staff all the time. But this was very unusual. And I noticed a wry smile on Congressman Rangel's face, like he knew something. And, the neurolinguistics on that one said everything. And I actually had the opportunity of running into Hastert after he was speaker at the GOP convention in 2000 in Tampa. There was kind of a people traffic jam in the arena. And he was standing right next to me. And I looked at him and I said, how's retired life treating you, Mr. Speaker? Using the honorific, I know he wasn't speaker, but it's the D.C. thing. And he said, good. And then he said, I forgot your name. And I told him, and the guy turned pale and said, I got to get back to my Illinois delegation. So clearly he recalled the reports that I had on his misconduct back in 06.
Oh, you're definitely on target. And Wayne, we talked about this last time you were here. I'm just going to you agreed to do it. We never hammered it out. You're hired. I want to get you on every week. I want you writing for InfoWars. We need to talk details today. Because, you know, years just go by like seconds, as you know. And I need you on the InfoWars team. So we're going to get that done, aren't we?
Sure, sure. Yeah, you're right about years going by, especially at 61. I feel the rush of the years.
Well,
going.
Hey, listen, I mean, I'm no Hastert, so don't worry, I'm not going to ask you on a date, but you lost a lot of weight, man. You're looking good.
Well, I'm trying.
No, you're doing great. Here we go.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wayne Madsen, incredible investigative journalist, formerly with the National Security Agency, whistleblower, testified to the EU Parliament, you name it, covered Congress for more than two decades. I'm very excited. We've talked about this a couple times. He's been here. We've discussed it. I've just never gotten it done, but we just agreed in there. I'm hiring Wayne Madsen. He'll still have WayneMadsenReport.com to be a full-time reporter for Infowars.com. I mean, he's one of the best out there. We finally built this operation. We're going on cable. We're going on all the systems. We're already picked up by a lot of cable and TV systems already. We're on over 170 AM and FM affiliates. What I'm doing here at Infowars.com is building a true media operation. Yes, I'm the rabble-rouser, I'm the pundit, but I bring you the bombshell guest, the intel, the reporters. Joe Biggs is going to be on the ground at the Draw Prophet Muhammad demonstration tonight in Phoenix. So all of that is coming up as well. And this is what I need. Four or five more reporters, a couple of text writers, a couple of guys that can do both, a couple of ladies that can do both, so that we can really cover three or four big stories simultaneously with people on the ground. But it is your support, spreading the word and purchasing the products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Patriot Apparel. We've got the new T-shirt. When I saw PacSun got rid of their upside-down American flag as a protest. Well, we came out with one that says Save America, upside-down flag, with the U.S. flag code saying when the country's in dire trouble, it's law to fly it upside down. And on the back it says, our republic is in distress. Ask me why. Infowars.com. Great way to start conversations. Great way to educate people. It is a super bestseller T-shirt, and we have it available right now at InfowarsStore.com. But it's things like that that fund the entire operation. So thank you for your support and supporting our local AM and FM affiliates. Okay, if you can, this is so big. Wayne Madsen wrote, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. We're in his archives right now. In 2006, about Dennis Hastert and connections to pedophile rings and compromised congresspeople. He's taken from nowhere, put into the House of Representatives, accelerated into Republican leadership that, you know, Ron Paul was there 20-something years and never got put in any leadership. Put into leadership, and then Boehner was under him. And Boehner's connected to all this, so I want to specifically recap it and get into Boehner and then ask Wayne Madsen before we shift gears into ISIS, the economy, and more. This signifies trying to scare people in the Republican House to get in line on the TPP, to get in line on a bunch of other issues. So I want to ask you what you think it signifies and where all this is going with Obama's unprecedented persecution. I'm not crying for Denny Hastert, but unprecedented persecution of the press and others. Wayne Madsen.
Well, I mean, we're getting into the 2016 presidential race, so we're going to probably see a lot more of this. Of course, Hastert's not a candidate, but somebody who basically defended this activity is a candidate. And I would just cite that at the time that I made these reports in October of 2006, the St. Petersburg Time on October 4th, 06, it's now the Tampa Bay Times, reported on the knowledge of top Florida Republicans, including then-Governor Jeb Bush and Attorney General Charlie Crist, who was then a Republican, about the Foley-Hastert scandal in Washington. And this is a quote from the St. Pete Times. In a gaggle with Florida's Capitol Press Corps Wednesday, Governor Jeb Bush flatly refused allegations posted on an internet website and circulated widely Tuesday that claims Bush, Attorney General Charlie Crist, and Florida Department of Law Enforcement were all told by the Federal Justice Department about Mark Foley's emails a year ago but covered it up. The alleged conspiracy source that informed sources in Tallahassee who were not named was reported on the Wayne Madsen Report website. Madsen's website claims to tackle the politically incorrect and politically embarrassing stories and holds government officials accountable for their actions. Bush responded to a question from the St. Pete Times reporter in Tallahassee about my report, and he said, if the next governor, referring to Charlie Crist, who was running for the seat, to secede Bush, is going to have to respond to every blog and every tired little anonymous person who has some bitter part in their soul who wants to express it on the internet, it's not going to work, unquote. That was now presidential candidate Jeb Bush's comment on the Hastert-Foley scandal at the time. Why was he interested in covering it up?
Well, that's the word that going back that it wasn't Reagan that had the call boys in there, that it was that it was George Herbert Walker Bush, and that it goes all the way back to that. And that's what the Washington Times reported. Hundreds, wasn't it hundreds? In fact, we can pull the news article up, the scan of it, of the Washington Times. Wasn't it hundreds of times underage call boys were visiting after midnight?
Well, there were reports that Bush was seen at these get-togethers in Nebraska where they would fly, in some cases, either fly child prostitutes in or get them out of Boys Town, the Roman Catholic, the famous orphanage outside of Omaha.
Well, it also ties in, doesn't it, Wayne, to Penn State? I mean, we know Sandusky is in there raping people from this, you know, troubled youth group at high noon on Saturdays. I mean, a field house on the weekend is a busy place. he certainly felt like he was safe. So here's the other question. Why are they now busting people when they've been good, helpful servants of Sauron?
Well, you know, I mean, it's the nature of Washington. That place will eat their own alive. And, you know, it's just it's getting worse and worse there because one thing about the Congress, they used to have statesmen. The worst thing you would catch them on is getting drunk in public or messing around with a prostitute of the opposite sex. I'm thinking, you know, Wilbur Mills and Wayne Hayes and people like that. But nowadays it's getting into more of the illegal aspects, which is underage sex.
Is that because it's a club, and just like in the mafia or street gangs, you got to commit some horrible crime that people have to prove themselves and be compromised? Isn't that classic criminal psychology?
Oh, I think it's a blackmail operation from the word go. Look at some of these people. We have David Vitter, the senator from Louisiana, now running for governor. I mean, he was paying prostitutes. He would soil his diaper, and then they would scold him and spank him and have to clean him up. I mean, you know, what is the matter with a state that would elect an individual like that to be their U.S.
And
senator?
It keeps coming out. What about the Senator Lindsey Graham? I've got it from a lot of Washington sources that he's really compromised.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I've said for a long time the GOP nowadays stands for, gray old perverts. and of course, I've had people from the major newspaper in South Carolina, which is the state out of the capital, Columbia, say, why isn't anyone in Washington reporting on our pretty well-known gay senator, Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, publicly is anti-gay rights? But how many times have we seen that? Those who proclaim this the loudest. I mean, Rick Santorum, who announced the other day for the presidency, once again, he was a good friend of Jerry Sandusky at Penn State. And then, of course, you know, they all run from these guys after they get caught, as I'm sure many of them are saying about Hastert. They're saying, Dennis, who? The amazing thing is Hastert was third in line for the presidency. So think back to 9/11. And, although we know that was an inside operation. But what if Bush had been harmed that day and Cheney became president? Then that would have made Hastert second in line for the presidency. That's pretty scary to know that somebody that blackmailed could have wound up in that type
of... Sure, but I mean, looking at Sandusky, looking at Hastert, it's not that they were fat. I mean, everybody can get fat. I've been overweight. They look like something's wrong with them. I mean, I wouldn't buy a car from them. I wouldn't associate with them. They look like deranged scum. And people say, don't judge a book by its cover. No. I mean, you, quite frankly, you can judge people generally by looking them in the eye, shaking their hand, listening to them, and seeing how they act. I look at the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership. They look like a bunch of perverts. They look like a bunch of Jeffrey Dahmers. I mean, I'm sorry. They look like a bunch of scum.
Right. And I mean, and you know, we're talking about Republicans, but I'm still not satisfied that Harry Reid damn near put his eye out as a result of an accident with his weight machine or treadmill or whatever it was. You know, that defies logic.
What about Bush that kept getting beaten up and he had double black eyes and bloody lips? He'd say he fell down. I mean, that's not true.
The one time he had the mark on his cheek was from
pretzel.
He choked on a pretzel, he said, but I heard he was very, very drunk that day. He was watching some football and passed out. So, again, this for those of viewers and listeners who think Washington is a den of iniquity, I can tell you, tell them all it is. I've seen it firsthand.
Why did they kill the D.C. madam? I mean, I know you knew her well. You helped get her on the show. What happened there? I mean, she wasn't talking, or are they just getting rid of loose ends?
Well, she had some more information. She had documents she was about ready to release. We don't know what happened to that, by the way. She was seen removing a box of documents from a condo in Orlando and taking it to her mother's home in Tarpon Springs in Tampa Bay, Florida. And we don't know what happened to that. But she had – there were other – other shoes that were going to drop in that matter. I know she was trying to get out of the U.S. and move to what was formerly East Berlin. She bought an apartment over there. I think for her it was a safe house. And I think it was a former CIA safe house because of the work she had done as a madam for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Absolutely. She was probably with the Central Intelligence Agency officially, undoubtedly, unofficially. So this is how they treat their own yet again. We'll be back.
Are you tired of being cyber raped by big government and big business? Are you tired of being forced to cough up information, private, personal information, against your will? Well, I found the answer to their invasive behaviors. It's called D-Vasive, D-hyphen, or D-Vasive. It's made for PCs and Androids. Go get it now at the Google Play Store. D-Vasive, D-Vasive, D-Vasive. It's an app. Get it now and turn Big Brother off.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely, your pulse rate increases, and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and is full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Sims, our guest, will about 45 after at WingmasterReport.com. You can find his books there, ebooks and in print. The classic investigative journalist, the real deal. I want to move out of the whole blackmail system, unless he's got other points he wants to add, and get into ISIS. It's so transparent that ISIS is Western-funded and being protected, and I see these headlines. Pentagon is tweaking their ISIS strategy. They don't know what to do. It's a Saudi Arabian proxy army taking over. The Iraqi government has testimony and video. I mean, we knew it before it even happened. We said that they were going to change the name to confuse the public. And then I want to get into just other general areas. But before we do that, Wayne, you were talking about the climate getting crazier. The self-destructiveness, the starting stuff with China, the starting stuff with Russia. Nobody's lionizing those countries, but it seems like the elite really are bravada, chutzpah-driven, and it really is scary, covering D.C., being up in D.C., off and on between Florida. What is the climate? Where do you expect Obama to go in his last year and a half in office? The executive power grabs, I mean, all of it, the Republicans rolling over to everything. But still being indicted, what are the Democrats thinking and who's in charge?
Well, I think Obama would like to speed up the clock and be out of office a lot sooner. I noticed he was pretty listless when he spoke yesterday at the National Hurricane Center in Miami about everybody getting prepared for the hurricane season. I just had the impression he would have liked, he seemed like he wanted to be somewhere else, anywhere but at the National Hurricane Center, telling Americans to how to go and access ready.com or ready.gov or whatever the website is. I think he's, and he's like other presidents. He's looking at his post-presidency. The museum and library are going to be in South Chicago with apparently a satellite facility in Hawaii.
He'll have his new money laundering operation foundation like the Clintons.
Or the Obama Foundation. I would hope he won't be as crooked as the Clintons are have been with that. I mean, shaking down countries and companies for donations and then steering U.S. Policy towards their favorite projects, which apparently is what Hillary was doing.
She's cut and dry having third world dictators give her money so she allows the State Department to authorize weapons transfers. This is the most criminal stuff you can imagine. Meanwhile, they're busting Hastert for covering up some wrestler, high school wrestler he buggered.
Well, they ought to bust all of them, in my opinion. There's very few in Washington who...
Oh, I agree. Bust them all. But how does Hillary get away with it?
I mean, because they love her. She's look how they extol her. I mean, she's got two challengers for the Democratic nomination who don't get any press attention hardly. And when they do, it's sort of like, oh, these guys are also rads. Sure. Talking about Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley from Maryland. But this is how the media operates. You know, when I broke that Hastert story, I commented on that because back in 06, Anna Marie Cox, who was then Wonkette, if you recall that blog, this was her comment on my report on Hastert. She said, the problem is Wayne Mattson just makes S-word up. We hear from well-placed sources that no one is having sex with Dennis Hastert. Well, I hope Ms. Cox likes her crow. Even though it's served as a cold dish now. I'm only as good as my sources. And in that case, not only were the sources people in who knew about Hastert in northern Illinois in the Chicago area, but members of the gay community in Washington were very open about this guy and what a basically a hypocrite he was, supporting anti-gay rights, moves by the House, yet everyone knew that his own secret life.
Sure, and you could tell body language. You've seen him prancing around with his boyfriend.
Yeah, that was one where you had to be there. It was myself, my colleague, and Charlie Rangel. And we just thought that was so odd that here is the Speaker of the House with a very, very young page. Normally, those guys are back in the office working, and he's acting like it's his chief of staff, his closest assistant. And, as I say, even Charlie Rangel looked over at that and you know, had that wry smile like, yeah, there he goes again.
Unbelievable. We're going to be back and get into ISIS, get into geopolitics and more with Wayne Madsen. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camp, providing your basic needs to survive.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I believe you can handle the truth. People ask me all the time, why do you fearmonger? Why do you want to scare people? Well, I guess everything is from your perspective. We all have different perspectives. We all see through different rose-colored darklies, as the Bible says, but I see a bunch of criminals taking over and being above the law and robbing the country and openly getting the Supreme Court to rule they can start taking private pension funds, and I see the very same banks doing it in every country they run. I'm here raising the alarm. I don't think of that as exceptional. But I guess it is, and I think that's why we're in so much trouble. It's exceptional that Wayne Madsen's broken so many big stories, I can't even count them. And what's even more exceptional is that you hardly ever hear about it in the mainstream media. There's some comments today going, yeah, Wayne Madsen said this in some major newspapers. Where are the apologies? Where are the apologies that I had guests on, whistleblowers like Springman, about the CIA ordering known terrorists into the country before 9/11? And ordering the FBI to stand down. That's now in the 28 pages. It's now admitted. Where are the apologies from Glenn Beck and Fox News and all of them? They're never going to come. And it's not about me. It's not about Wayne Madsen. But it is about the truth and how it triumphs. And I know Wayne, because I know him well. He's a really good guy, even though he's not bragging. I'd imagine he's savoring, not on a power trip, but just savoring the fact that the truth outs, the truth ends up always surfacing, and that after all he's gone through, turning down bigger jobs, money, being harassed, death-threatened, demonized, attacked, that more and more what he's written about is coming true. It's very exciting. You can see clips, a compilation with links to his website, his news site, WayneMadsenReport.com, at InfoWars.com. Flashback. Investigative journalist broke key speaker pastor blackmail sex scandal in 2006. Again, investigative journalist broke ex-speaker pastor blackmail scandal in 2006. In 2006, Hastert was involved with the cover-up of a major sex scandal involving Republican congressmen. And I see a few commenters on YouTube and InfoWars saying, why do we care about some old corrupt weirdo? I'm glad he's been indicted. And this isn't even a story. Who cares? Arrest them all. It isn't about this molding piece of cheese. It's about the fact that they selectively are doing it. Why are they doing it? What does it signify? And does it mean they're about to roll up Boehner and the rest of these guys? This could be a coup against who's left in the Republican Party. And the Republicans could start striking back with all their dirt. This, I think, signifies a major war going on behind the scenes. That's what it generally does. And it just adds to this whole season of craziness. I want to close the book on this. Again, it's some other big stories you're working on, Wayne, but in your gut, your sources, am I onto something here, or what do you think this signifies, or is it rogue FBI agents doing their job? What do you think is happening?
This isn't over yet, Alex. I would be remiss if I didn't add that among the House leadership at the outset of this House Page scandal are three current U.S. senators who two of them were members of the House at the time. Roy Blunt, who's now a senator from Missouri, Shelley Moore Capito, who's now a senator from West Virginia, and the tutor of the House pages, the tutor, the person in charge of the security of these pages, who apparently was either asleep on the job or knew what was going on and looked the other way, is now a U.S. senator from the state of Nebraska, Ben Sass. You got to be careful how you say that, because it sounds like Ben's ass if you're not.
So it sounds like whoever runs the stable of these pages ends up getting a lot of power real quick.
Great. You mentioned that at the stabling. That was another thing that I reported on back then, that because the senators have larger staffs, they would bring in a lot of young male staffers and stable them. That was the word that was used at the time, stable them there, where they would then be able to be farmed out over to the House side. In other words, I guess the senators would go over and look and see which one they liked.
Yeah, it's like going to a whorehouse and picking which one you want.
Three senators who were mentioned to me in respect to that were George Allen from Virginia, Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania, and Jim Talent from Missouri.
Unbelievable.
None of them are in the Senate any longer.
Why has this story kind of cooled off? Cover up? Because, you know, the Catholic Church thing just keeps coming out. Is every major institution infested with pedos?
Well, look, my first experience with them was when I was with the Navy in 1982. I was the operations officer at a classified Navy facility in Oregon, and the FBI and NCIS, which is now NCIS, it was NIS at the time, came to me and said, look, we need you to help us investigate your commanding officer. I said, for what? They said, he's a kingpin in this child pornography ring based in where? Chicago, of all places. He wasn't the only one. He wasn't the only military officer. There were admirals involved. And then, of course, later, in the 80s, we found out how high up it went, right to the White House, which is one of the original FBI agents told me at the time when we were doing a postmortem on that investigation. He says, you know, this thing goes all the way to the White House. I was shocked.
I talk a lot about this with Joel Skousen and other people, light side, dark side, and government. Government's not our enemy, but it is filled with cliques of bad guys, cliques of good people. Percentage-wise, and you've been around the block, is the government more corrupt or less corrupt, or do we just know more now and it's the same? And take the FBI. I mean, sometimes the FBI does great things, sometimes it does bad things, sometimes it's political, sometimes it's not. Does it depend on the division? Basically, what's the lay of the land from your research? How many of these people are good? How many are bad?
I think it's getting worse because in the old days, what was the worst they would get a member of Congress on? Well, bribes, taking money. You know, remember Adam Clayton Powell and people like that? I mean, they were actually good congressmen for their districts, but they, you know, had sticky fingers when it came to money. Well, that, of course, that's bad, taking money, taking bribes. But now we're into the, you know, this really bizarre stuff. I mentioned Vitter with the diaper. They call him Diaper Dave. And you know, now this stuff with Hastert and Foley and Larry Craig, Mr. White's stance at the Minneapolis men's room stall, being arrested by an undercover vice cop. You know, this stuff that started in the early 80s with Bob Bauman, the Republican conservative congressman from Maryland who was arrested in a men's room, and it's just gotten worse since. I'm not saying that they didn't have things like this happen in the past, but it certainly was not reported by the press if it was going on. But I think it's more. There's more of this going on now from my vantage point.
Well, the issue I notice is the more fairy-like a congressman is, the more anti-gay they are, and then they get busted, you know, out in a bathroom. And I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just using that term because they act effeminate. They act like the classic thing where you'd be in a grocery store and say, hey, I bet that guy's gay over there. But then that's their right. Then it graduates into really deviant criminal stuff. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. But then I guess that's who gravitates toward power. What percentage, and I've asked this of a lot of people in Washington, what percentage are gay versus pedophiles versus heterosexual, and are there more pedos in either party, Wayne, or how does this work?
Well, I think you're right. I think it's the ones who wake up in the morning and start yelling and screaming about gay rights. I mean, what do? They live and breathe this every day. They're usually the ones that are caught. You know, these people, I mean, they have a problem. And 9 times out of 10, we were talking about Miss South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. Yeah, I mean, there's a perfect example where everybody in South Carolina knows about him, but yet he's the first one to stand up on the soapbox and talk about how, you know, we can't have same-sex marriage and all these other things. So I think, I do recall that one person back in the early 80s, who was going to be censured by the House for running a callboy service allegedly out of his basement of his townhouse, said, look, you go after me. I'm going to right now name 25% of the House members I know. And this is back then, so it was different kind of mindset.
That's Barney Frank on the House floor.
That was Barney Frank. Right, exactly. And they were mostly Republicans he was talking about. So obviously, that, you know, there was no interest in pursuing that to any sort of...
Well, that's my issue, though. They don't indict him, but they indict Hastert. Is this then, do you think, or do you know, a war, a blackmail war, to get the Republicans to go along with stuff? Because they don't need to. The Republicans are doing whatever they're told.
Well, I'm afraid that with all the powers that NSA has to do fishnet trawling of mega data, bulk data, that this is the type of thing that can result from that they go on fishing expeditions. And if they find, remember, they got Hastert really for failing to report currency transactions. He took out $50,000 from bank accounts, and then he kept it under the $10,000 threshold. If you go over $10,000, there's an automatic report made under federal banking regulations to the federal government, to the IRS and others. But if NSA is trolling everybody's bank accounts and transactions, email, what have you, yeah, they can get this information. So I'm wondering whether we're going to see a lot more of this because of the NSA power to eavesdrop. Yet some of these congressmen that are in jeopardy and extremists are the biggest supporters of expanded NSA wiretapping and collection power.
Yeah, what was it our guest said yesterday, Joel Skousen? Evil always carries with it the seeds of its own destruction. And it's crazy. Yeah, these guys do what destroys them. They dig a pit for us, and then they fall into it.
Right. They're not thinking ahead. That's for sure, because they're the ones that have the most to lose. Because even after they leave Congress, what happens? They could become lobbyists, in many cases, for foreign governments. That stuff is all fair game for the NSA.
That's right. Once they work for a foreign government, it's open to be spied on.
Absolutely.
Well, that's another thing. How does Hillary take money from dictators at the State Department through her foundation to then let them have billion-dollar weapon systems? That is just so over the top, cut and dry.
Right. And look, she even took money from the FIFA, the World Cup sponsoring organization. They, of course, indicted several officials.
Is that about? I mean, you've got just incredible crime going on all over the country, banks laundering hundreds of billions, running the aircraft, running white slavery rings, and they're going to harass the soccer commission.
Yeah. No banker was indicted as a result of that settlement that announced by the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch.
But yeah, $5.8 billion to steal trillions.
Right. They go after non-U.S. citizens. They're going to extradite them to the United States. I think that has to do with the fact in 2018, Russia is sponsoring, is going to be the host of the World Cup, and Palestine recently asked FIFA to expel Israel because Israel has interfered with the Palestinian FIFA team's ability to play soccer in their home territory. So it may be some retaliation against FIFA for that. And I wouldn't put that past this administration. After all, what we've seen them do in rattling the sabers against Russia and now China, I don't know. Obama, if he doesn't have much to do before he leaves office, he ought to just identify all the neocons that stayed in this administration from the past one and fire the lot of them, get rid of all of them, because they're putting this country and the world in jeopardy as a result of these policies.
Well, Putin is coming out and saying that it's basically a screw up. They're hosting the World Cup. And that's really what this all comes down to, is a war on Russia. And again, I don't lionize Putin, but I'm not into starting fights. And the West and Soros is starting the fight, and then Soros has the nerve to run around and whine and go, don't start World War III when he's bragging on Fareed Zakaria on CNN that he, quote, basically toppled Ukraine.
Yeah, Soros sees a way to make money if there's a war with China or Russia. He's now trying to overthrow the government of Macedonia the same way he did it in Ukraine. And that you know, playing around with the Balkans, remember what happened 101 years ago in the Balkans? Sarajevo, assassination.
World War One,
the war that they said war to end all wars. Of course it wasn't, but that's why this guy Soros needs to be put in a straitjacket and you know, in a place like Hannibal Lecter, where
he's beyond, exactly. How comic book bad guys are one thing. When I grew up, I thought there's nobody really like this until I sort of Soros, I mean, a weirdo Nazi collaborator, 87 years old, involved toppling governments, trying to put radical Islamists in control of the Middle East, trying to, I mean, he is a horrible person.
He's the perfect James Bond villain. I don't know which one he would be, whether it'd be Blofeld or Goldfinger or Carver, but he's probably a mixture of all of them put together. But, you know, his name is Georgie Schwartz. He adopted George Soros. Soros, it's spelled backwards and forwards the same way. God, Ian Fleming missed out on this guy as a villain.
Let's get into ISIS. We got one more segment. I really appreciate your time. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist who broke the Hastert news. Gosh, 9 years ago, that's up on Infowars.com. Spread that around. Flashback, investigative journalist broke ex-Speaker Hastert's blackmail sex scandal in 06. Read the excerpts there. Wayne, ISIS, I mean, this is so naked. How's it going for ISIS? How's it going for Saudi Arabia? And can they keep it hidden from the public that NATO's running the whole deal?
Well, the group Judicial Watch managed to get a hold of this declassified Defense Intelligence Agency message, which basically, from 2012, it states that the Western powers the Gulf states and Turkey should all support these radical Syrian groups to bring down Assad. They talked about who they were, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which became ISIL or ISIS, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the other Syrian rebel group.
They call it the Salafist or the
Salafists. Yes, yeah, thank you. The Salafists, and they're basically Wahhabists who toe the Saudi Wahhabist line. So here we have a proof that the U.S. was responsible for this. John Brennan is the real godfather of ISIL. Here's a guy who was a former CIA station chief in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, is very much a pro-Saudi person. And there are reports that he visited Mecca, which you can only really do if you're a personal guest of the Saudi king or you're a convert to Islam. And I think there was a former FBI agent who said, yes, Brennan did convert to Islam. And we know that
let's break it down. This is so bombshell, folks. You understand. Somebody's risking their life to give Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch is risking getting arrested. They arrest whistleblower groups now. I mean, I'd be scared to put it out if I got something like that. I would. Defense intelligence that our government put Al-Qaeda in charge over there. I mean, that's big. That's pretty.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It was InfoWars and our operation that risked our credibility and our lives, I'll be quite frank with you, because I got some serious threats when we did it. It came out 4 years ago and then again 2 years ago, pushed the military to say no to openly arming and backing Al-Qaeda to take down Syria. Wayne Madsen, of course, and many others, the tip of the spear exposing that. Now Bloomberg reported today, declassified, U.S. saw Islamic State coming, let it take Ramadi. What did we tell you weeks ago? They're arming them. The Iraqi government's caught them. They're led by foreign commandos. They've been trained by NATO, U.S., Israeli, and other troops. And folks, no, I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Turkey. I'm not anti-anybody. But man, any government that helps Al-Qaeda murder Christians and these Salafists, same group, it's crazy. It just shows how evil our government is. Peaceful Christians by the hundreds of thousands are being displaced. Tens of thousands are being killed. Libya's a failed state. I want to get into that with Wayne Madsen in the last few minutes here with him. But first, Wayne, I saw on your website you got something pretty neat happening next Friday. In fact, if I had enough reporters, or if you can get somebody, you're going to be working with us soon, I'd have them walk with you live with a Skype feed and carry the feed on the nightly news, at least, or a recording of it, or parts of it on the live show. You're doing something really exciting as a historian, and not just a former NSA guy and reporter, with a spy walking tour. Tell us about that.
Well, on Friday, the 5th of June at 9:30, gathering at the National Press Club at the corner of 14th and F Streets in downtown D.C., we're going to have a spy and scandal walking tour of the downtown area to mark the 10th anniversary of my website. I can't believe I've been doing this long, but the Hastert story brought it all back. That was 2006, the second year of the website. So we'll be hitting a lot of the places that I've written about, and if there's time, we'll even go walk by the law firm of Bickstein Shapiro, which is Dennis Hastert's law firm, which apparently he's resigned from their government practices branch yesterday. So there's many scandals within a few blocks of the National Press Club and the White House, which is two blocks away. So it should be a pretty good time.
Yeah, see, and if we were a free country, this would be on Nightline. And we get top ratings, too. I mean, you know, telling the truth also gets ratings, but they won't let you do it because it would destroy their whole criminal system. But it's all coming to an end. What do you make of even Bloomberg reporting that basically the U.S. is working with Al-Qaeda to take over Iraq? I mean, this is insane, and take over areas of Syria.
No, it was clear. This whole operation was to, it started with getting rid of Saddam and then Gaddafi in Libya and now Assad in Syria. Yemen, now a mess, a civil war. All those governments were secular, and now we run the risk of them being replaced by these Salafist regimes, where, as you say, they not only kill Shias, other Sunni Muslims, Christians, and other minorities, but also destroy antiquities, priceless, irreplaceable World Heritage sites.
Execute women if they get caught not wearing gloves. I mean, give me a break, man. Our government's funding people that sexually mutilate women and make them wear gloves. I mean, I'm done. I'm done with the scum that runs our government. And you know, this Defense Intelligence League, that shows people inside are really upset too, right, Wayne?
Yes, because I looked at that message and unusually the header information, you know, we don't know where it's from. That's been blocked out. Some of the action and info at ease at the top of the message have been blacked out. Normally they don't black that out, but they let the bit remain about the U.S. and Israel and Western Europe, Turkey and the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia and Qatar supporting these radicals to overthrow us.
Yeah, the military is just really upset. I think the globalists have gone too far. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much. God bless you. It's good to have you on the team. Third hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No.
know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GC.